You're listening to Martian Gardens. My name is Max, and this is episode 913, hour number 2. The Martian Gardens blog is martiangardens.blog for complete playlists and links and other information. We will start this hour with our continuing series, Anne LeBaron's opera Crescent City, and we continue with Act 1. We'll hear 3 excerpts, The Good Man's Song, Nurses in Hospital with Marie, and Nurses on Helipad. This is from Crescent City, a hyper opera, which is pretty transparently an allegory of post-Katrina New Orleans. And this was released on Innova Recordings in 2014. Music and electronics by Anne LeBaron, directed by Yuval Sharon, conductor Mark Lowenstein. The libretto was by Doug Kearney, who is a colleague at California Institute of the Arts with Anne LeBaron. Music composed in 2012. This was recorded at Atwater Crossing, Los Angeles, in May of 2012. I encourage you to visit the Martian Gardens blog, martiangardens.blog, episode 913, hour number 2, because the links that I've provided to Crescent City are necessary for understanding the plot of the opera and the overall context, along with some visual cues about what the hyper opera is like and how it's set up and how it's performed and viewed. Those will aid in understanding what you're hearing. We'll also hear briefly from another opera called The Sour Thunder, an internet opera, by a husband and wife team, Mendy and Keith Obodicki, who are Nigerian Americans, children of Nigerian immigrants to America. And this is as a sort of modern social commentary about visiting the Dominican Republic in this opera. And we'll hear the last selections from the opera Like an Alien and The Taste of Sugar Cane, music composed and performed by Mendy and Keith Obodicki at Yale University between 1997 and 2002. That will follow this 17 minutes of Anne LeBaron's Crescent City, Act 1, again, The Good Man's Song, Nurses in Hospital with Marie, and Nurses on Helipad. Music on Innova Recordings, Crescent City, a hyper opera.
What is wood to water? What would wade in the water? Someone ring the river. Is wood to water? Oh, what would wade in the water? Oh, someone bring the river. Thank you.
daughter, say what is wood to water? A home left to fail, a bold man to fall, a coil flush in the wind to get old. What would wade in the water? Tell me what would wade in the water? Children, a son and daughter,
charity come for Christmas Day, bringing gifts of wind and water.
How soon, how soon?
The wind of the wind, too soon.
Maybe not soon enough.
Maybe not soon enough. All depends.
But the lower.
On in the air, streets of a city, looking for costs of charity. Looking for costs, looking for costs.
They'll find them. They'll find them.
Of course they will,
unless they don't.
She a bad, pretty city. She's not dying. She's not dying.
I got nothing.
I own. you, frat boy.
Oh, yeah!
I feel alcohol poisoning.
Ooh, he likes it better. What about the one you showed me? The one with the tattoo on
ask for your money, she said. But don't worry your American head. Relax, enjoy the plantation. Later make a group donation. You might volunteer to teach sanitation. Tell them not to drink the water they bathe in. And just in case you're looking for a mate, you should know the one in green has AIDS. It's a meeting of three nations, American, Dominican, and Haitian. Alien worker, host, and tourist. And I'm not even sure there's a reason why they have us meet. Out of work sugar cane cutters with nothing to eat, who nonetheless offer the guests a treat. What they give is something sweet. So I chew and I suck that sweet, sweet cane. And the taste I recognize as the labor in their eyes. Yes, I chew and I suck that sweet, sweet cane. The sweet, the heat, and hunger, too much to bear. I need to get out of here. I find myself again in a land amongst my kin. This time Atlanta is my home. It's the same old streets I roam, but something has definitely changed. An old vendor stakes a brand new claim to different but quite familiar tastes. I can't believe what I face on this concrete jungle block. Just like Dominican Island docks, you can find sugar cane and platinum. Don't worry, you ain't even got to know who grew it or how to say it. Just point, that's why they display it. Exotic fresh fruit from off a truck. Still I can't resist. resist. I press my luck. I chew and I suck that sweet, sweet cane. And it comes as no surprise that the taste I recognize, yeah, it tastes the same. That sweet, sweet cane. That hungry sweet, too sweet to bear, will always take me there when I chew and I suck. When I chew and I suck that sweet, sweet cane. Sweet, sweet cane. Sweet, sweet cane.
You're listening to Martian Gardens. This is episode 913, hour number 2. We heard music from Mendy and Keith Obodaki. The final segments from their internet opera, The Sour Thunder. We heard Like an Alien and The Taste of Sugarcane. And going back before Mendy and Keith Obodaki on Bridge Records, we heard from Anne LeBaron and her opera selection. Well, we heard selections from Crescent City, Act 1, Crescent City, a hyper opera. We heard The Good Man's Song, Nurses in Hospital with Marie, and Nurses on Helipad. That was from Innova Recordings, released in 2014. More information on these pieces, of course, always available at martiangardens.blog. And let's see, we will continue with music from Paul Lansky, Steve Reich, and Mei Fang Lin. All of these music for marimba. First from a brand new release on Bridge Records, Paul Lansky, Idle Fancies. We'll hear his 2013 composition, Spirals. Music performed on marimba by Gwendolyn Dees, recorded at Abe's House Productions, Pelham, New York. Then from Steve Reich, we will hear Nagoya Marimbas from a release by the Third Coast Percussion, performing Steve Reich, music on Sadil Records, released in 2016. This was music recorded at the University of Notre Dame's De Bartolo Performing Arts Center in December of 2014, a 1994 composition by Steve Reich. Following Steve Reich, we heard a masterpiece, literally, a piece the composer wrote her dissertation on, Mei Fang Lin, and Flux, music for marimba and electronics. This comes from Electronic Masters Volume 2 on Ablaze Records, released in 2013, marimba performed by Yi-Chia Chen, music recorded at Arizona State University in November 20th, 2011. First, Paul Lansky. This is a 12-minute piece for marimba performed by Gwendolyn Dees called Spirals from the brand new release Idle Fancies on Bridge Records. You're listening to Martian Gardens. Thank you.
Thank you.
You're listening to Martian Gardens, episode 913, hour number 2. We just heard, in brief, Mei Fang Lin, a piece called Flux, music for marimba and electronics. We started with Paul Lansky, a piece called Spirals, a 2013 composition from a newly released Bridge Records album called Idle Fancies, marimba music of Paul Lansky. That was performed by Gwendolyn Deese. From Steve Reich, we heard Nagoya Marimbas, and that was from Third Coast Percussion. Third Coast performs Steve Reich, a release on Sadil Records from 2016. And again, Mei Fang Lin, a piece called Flux, music for marimba and electronics. That was from Electronic Masters Volume 2 on Ablaze Records, released in 2013. Marimba performed by Yi Chia Chen. We will end the hour with music from Ross Feller. We'll hear Triple Threat for three soloists and an ensemble of nine. This comes from Ross Feller's Innova Recordings CD, X Winds, newly released, and music performed by the Oberlin Conservatory Contemporary Music Ensemble, directed by Tim Weiss. This was recorded at Warner Concert Hall, Oberlin, music composed in 1994, revised in 2006. Ross Feller, Triple Threat, music for three soloists and an ensemble of nine.